I'm Sharon Rosen, your Peaceful Heart Coach, and you're listening to Part 6 of Crazy World, Peaceful Heart. Sanctify daily life with gratitude. What does it mean to be grateful, to have gratitude for the things in your life? You say thank you automatically when someone hands you something or does something kind for you. It seems easy to offer gratitude when someone extends kindness in your direction. And how often have you responded to someone with, "I cannot thank you enough for what you did"? It sounds like a nice thing, a kind thing, a statement of supreme gratitude. But it also means that perhaps you've forgotten that the one who gives also receives. Giving makes us feel good. It connects us both to others and to our humanity. To me, gratitude as a practice works on several different levels. The first is that, because of how our brains are hardwired, it is easier to focus on the negative than the positive. It's not just a quirk of your personality, it's actually part of the ancient fight or flight response that lives deep within your nervous system. Even though you are rarely in true danger in our high-tech world, neuroscience has shown that our brains are like Velcro for negative thoughts and experiences, and like Teflon for positive ones. Literally speaking, negative thoughts are stickier, and positive ones slide right out of your brain. This is because the limbic system, which is the oldest and most interior part of your brain, overrides the newer prefrontal cortex that is responsible for rational thinking. Stress of any kind really gets that older part of your brain revved up. The good news is, focusing on practices like gratitude can strengthen and eventually rewire your nervous system so that newer, more life-enhancing pathways are built and strengthened. It's one thing to automatically thank people. We do it all the time, and often without a lot of thought or feeling. That level of politeness is ubiquitous and may or may not include any real sense of connection to the person we are thanking. But true gratitude, focusing on the good in life and being aware of all of the gifts we are given, takes us deeper. It connects us to the larger circle of creation of which we are all a part. Did you grow up with a practice of saying grace or giving thanks before a meal? This is an age-old and excellent way to practice gratitude because you do it consistently several times every day. We are so used to being able to pretty much eat whatever we want when we want it, and often more than we need to nourish ourselves in any one sitting. So it's easy to forget how precious and amazing this is. Even in this country, too many people go through each day not getting enough to eat. If you grow your own vegetables, you know how different the quality and quantity of the yield can be from year to year. If you're sitting at your table having some dinner, think about what went into growing, harvesting, packing, and shipping that potato you're about to enjoy. Connect for a moment to the brief life of the salmon, the chicken, or even the carrot you have in front of you before you take a bite. And when you take that bite, take a moment to really savor it. Offer gratitude to the person who prepared and cooked it, even or especially if that person is you. We don't offer gratitude to ourselves nearly often enough. And what better reason to do it than the joy of receiving a delicious and healthy meal? So here's another question. What tend to be the first words that come into your mind as you awaken each morning? Once you realize you're conscious, do your thoughts naturally lean towards all you have to do that day? Is the overall sense one of, "Oh, shit," rather than, "Oh, yay"? What if, as you become conscious each morning, you offer thanks for the gift of another day? There's a prayer that is said by ritually observant Jews each morning just as they realize they're awake, before even touching their feet to the floor. Thank you for mercifully reawakening my soul within me. Great is your trust. I love the beauty, simplicity, and reverence of that prayer. Thank you, with a capital Y. Thank you for mercifully reawakening my soul within me. Great is your trust. It acknowledges that each day is given to us as a gift not to be taken for granted. It also acknowledges that God, or however you relate to the creative force of existence, trusts us to do something worthwhile with our day. It could be as simple as lifting the spirit of a coworker with a smile or some words of praise, or as complex as designing software that helps a visually impaired person to read, or performing life-saving surgery. To me, a prayer like this breaks the spell of worry, negativity, and overwhelm that is too often a part of daily life. It sanctifies daily life because it reminds us not to take it for granted. There is mercy in being given another day in which to practice kindness, compassion, and right action. I heard a variation of this prayer from my first spiritual teacher, Hilda Charlton, and it goes something like this. Good morning, God. What are you up to today? I want to be a part of it. Thank you. And that's exactly how she would say it. A very different energy, but a very similar theme. Are you actively choosing to participate in life in a positive, healing way? Or are you letting yourself bounce along through your days like a rudderless boat? Try using one of these prayers regularly for at least a week and feel how this shift in conscious focus changes the course of your emotional life, no matter what might happen during the day. Let this intention to align with your higher will create a new map for navigating through the vagaries and fluctuations of life. And before I close, I want to leave you with this thought. There is actually research that indicates a specific ratio of positive to negative thoughts to aim for to enhance your life and incline your mind towards more peace. Given what I mentioned earlier about your neurological wiring, you might think that the ratio is pretty high, 5 to 1, maybe even 10 to 1. But the amazing thing is that it is just 3 to 1. 3 positive thoughts and actions to every 1 negative thought or experience is all it takes to create a significant tipping point. And notice, too, that the ratio isn't 3 to 0. Your goal isn't to eradicate negative thoughts, which is next to impossible and pretty counterproductive as an aim. Life is full of difficulties, heartbreaks, and obstacles. And you always have choices about how to interpret them and where you want to redirect your attention. The goal is to work consistently towards focusing on the positive so you can build change into the way your brain works. The message here is to aim toward the good and be easy on yourself when you think you're not doing enough. Develop the intention to do a little bit each day. This is the path for developing the joy and resilience that are necessary for having a peaceful heart, no matter how crazy the world gets. And that, my friend, is definitely worth being grateful about. Thank you for listening, and please visit me on the web at www.heartofselfcare.com. Be well.